Peace and blessings. Welcome to the Power in the Pen podcast. I'm Kathy Wright Lewis, Executive Director of the Power in the Pen Writing Workshop, where writing, culture, and healing meet.
Hi, this is Shantae, and I am one of the proud members of Power in the Pen. And today I have my family here, and we are going to have an amazing episode too. So, hey, ladies.
Hey.
Nice to have you in the studio. We have some of our great poets today. We have Niecy, Gail, Chrissy, myself, Kathy Wright Lewis. We're going to talk about a little bit about Poetry Month, what it means to us, who are some of our poet ancestors or people we look up to, and then we're going to get into the show. So I'm going to start with you, Mama Cat. Who are some of your favorite influences as far as poetry is concerned?
Well, I'm going to go way back. Phyllis Wheatley, a lot of people don't realize, and even though she was alive during slavery in the 1700s, the sister could write and she could read. She was a powerful poet. I love Nikki Giovanni, Gwendolyn Brooks. They're some of my favorite. Ntozake Shange, of course. I can't leave out the brothers. I'd be remiss not to mention the Last Poets and just so many. There are too many to count. But Yusuf Iman was a powerful poet. Luis Reyes Rivera, Mary Baraka. I could go on and on.
What about you, Niecy?
I'm new to poetry, so I haven't really read a lot. But lately, Nikki Giovanni, like Kathy was saying, and I'm starting to read a little bit more and more inspirational reading, like from Maya Angelou and other writers. So I'm doing a combination of poetry and writers at this time because I'm really new to poetry.
Okay, Gail?
Hi, yes. Langston Hughes, Nikki Giovanni. Those are, and basically everyone else that you said, I agree that those are the great poets. I actually met Nikki Giovanni, and she complimented me on my poetry that I recited, so I was really super excited.
Where did you meet her?
At SUNY Empire University. She was our guest speaker, and she's quite funny.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. She was talking about monkeys and all kinds of stuff, and, and she had them laughing at themselves. It was great.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites also. Mm-hmm. I saw one of her interviews with James Baldwin. This is going back to the 70s on that show Soul. Mm-hmm. You remember
that? I saw that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was really militant then.
I was surprised, you know. So I was sitting in the audience, and Empire University is they don't have too many minorities working for them. And so I was really surprised that she was the guest speaker at the conference. And we have every year, and she was really good.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Very tactful, yes.
Mm-hmm. She's amazing. What about you, Chrissy?
Hi. I'm sort of like Niecy, where it's not like so many poets I could name because I was so busy trying to be a poet myself. I wasn't reading poetry. I was trying to create it. However, Nikki Giovanni is really one of my favorites. I had the pleasure of meeting her well. She was a keynote speaker at my college, which is College of New Rochelle. And she is unapologetically herself.
Yes.
I learned that day watching her to unapologetically be me. But I want to share this. My first formal thing with a poet was Robert Frost, The Road Less Travel or Take.
Yeah.
Amazing. And that set me on the path of wanting to really be a poet. That poem is amazing, and I do travel the road less traveled.
Yes, yes. So that's it. Thank you. My one of my favorites are Sonia Sanchez.
I was going to say, I'm so wrong not to mention Sonia Sanchez.
Yeah.
I've met her before. Yeah.
Maya Angelou, another one, amazing, and definitely Nikki Giovanni. Mm-hmm. She, I connect with her words, even Phyllis Wheatley, because I've read some of her poetry and powerful. Just thinking you straight out of slavery.
Okay.
And this is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. also Zora Neale Hurston.
Yes.
Zora Neale Hurston.
Yes.
The her style of writing was so, I was so drawn to it. So yeah, she's one of my favorites, as well as Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is so profound, but the poem Africa, if no one's ever read that, mm-hmm. I would suggest you guys do. It's really amazing.
That's by Maya Angelou?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I have to get into that. So you wanted to say something, Issa?
Yeah, I wanted to say something. My poet is right in front of me. Yeah, I learned from Kathy and her, and being in the class, there's so many wonderful poets. And I never thought I could be one, but I am one now. Mm-hmm. I am one, and it's a pleasure because poetry, it comes from the heart.
Yes.
And that's something I needed to do all my life, is speak from my heart. And I just wanted to tell Kathy, thank you.
You're welcome. You're the poet. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's how it was, our soul speaking, right? Mm-hmm. And we're brave to share it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody be proud of yourselves.
That's right.
So we are going to start off with Niecy. And Niecy is going to, what piece are you doing, Niecy?
Manifesting a Breakthrough.
Manifesting a Breakthrough. Okay. Floor is yours.
Okay. I'm manifesting my breakthrough through healing. So now I must stop concealing. Today is a new beginning in my life. Guess what, y'all? No more strife. The day is gloomy and gray. In spite of it, I'm going to have a good day. God forgave me from being a sinner. He said it was because I'm a winner. Everything I am is because of him. Guess what, y'all? For me, he went out on a limb. God is keeping me in the light so I won't lose sight. This is my year to be all I can be. I'm an image of perfection, can't you see? I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. Guess what, y'all? I'm leading this parade. As I'm reaching towards the light, my spiritual growth is taking me to new heights. I'm getting in touch with my spiritual side. God gave me his personal guide. Right now, it's all about me. Guess what, y'all? I'm free. No more negativity, suffering, or pain. My work this past year has not gone in vain. God told me that I'm love. He gave me such a heavenly hug. The love he gave me made me melt. Guess what, y'all? I can't begin to say how I felt. I'm smiling and beaming. I feel like I'm dreaming. I'm soaring through the sky. I'm flying high. The tranquility I can't explain. Guess what, y'all? This is better than a plane. God's love is like no other. That's why he wants us to love one another. At one time, I was lifeless, but peace of mind is priceless. My joy has been adoring. Guess what, y'all? It comes again in the morning. I feel like the world is mine. I feel so divine. They say by the end of the day you'll be roaring, but I must remind them that joy comes in the morning. God, I pray you blessed us to have a good day. God has shown me my breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. I finally understand the clue.
All right, let's have some snaps. Thank you, Niecy. What's the name of that piece again?
Manifesting a Breakthrough.
Awesome. Gail, you're up next. You ready? Come on, Gail.
Hi, everyone. The title of my poem is The Miseducation of a Nation. American history, though dear to me, perhaps because I passed that Regents in high school even though I fell asleep. The great battles and dates of infamy never seemed to excite me as the narrators and pictures intended for the audience. They always seemed to intrigue me. As a child, not understanding the death and carnage, asking why are they dying and why do they continue to fight? And as with everyone in my beloved country, we celebrated the 4th of July and the bicentennial year of 1976. For my Black people, my relatives and community, this was a time of sharing great summer fare and closeness. However, were we celebrated at all in 1776? And as we celebrated the uniting of states in this country and unification of land and liberty, Freedom of thought, possession, happiness still remains elusive to our countrymen. For if one man is chained, then we are all held prisoners by his institutionalized pain. And as our brethren, shamed by their forefathers' struggle to accept the ungodliness of our country's past transgressions and acceptance of dehumanizing policies, they threaten in their interpretation of the past to repeat the rechaining of man. For it is not only their fathers who were neglectful of the human race, but those offered to the auction block by their own native countrymen. You see, we carry shame and miseducation as a race of people, but misdirected shame can nurture further atrocities. Let's make peace and repair the past with truth, though sometimes hard to swallow. Revoking affirmative action and teaching that there is any ounce of good in the enslavement of people is offensive and continues to deteriorate the fabric of the flag that America waved so brightly and ever so proudly. But I say to you, my people, this struggle will continue far beyond my spiritual lift from this body. The Supreme Court, the executive branch, and the legislature are all vital parts of our society in which we are like little pieces on a game board. So I say to you, play the game strategically and artfully to sustain life and to build our nation and our people. But always remember the supreme being and think of the chessboard in which the queen is the most powerful piece in the game. Power is in the ability to bring forth life. Protecting the queen and the planet is within that strategy. Anyone who challenges to explain and defend any system contrary to life, such as slavery, does not understand that game of chess. Black women are the creators of life. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Mm-hmm.
Snapped up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where, how did you come up with that piece? What was the inspiration for that?
The inspiration for all my poetry is life and the lack of support that we get as a people. So, and for women especially. So that's where all my inspiration comes from. It's mostly socially built.
And I'm
most socially
Yeah,
built.
We all could connect to
yeah.
that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Gail. Next up, we got Chrissy. Chrissy on the mic. And Chrissy going to bless us today. What piece you doing, Chrissy?
Okay. My piece is called I Am. This month for Power in the Pen, our mantra is I am my I am presence. And so this is my inspiration for the poem and to inspire everyone to love themselves first and to love how they were made, because God made no mistakes. I am all God intended me to be. He intended for me to be short, just 5 feet. I am all God intended me to be. He intended to make my skin brown and place dimples in my cheeks. He intended for my voice to be raspy and for me to have this sassy personality. I am all God intended me to be. He intended to make me love to read and to love to write and tell stories. I am all God intended me to be. He intended for me to have humble beginnings, so when success hits, I'm ready and I'll always be winning. I am all God intended me to be. He intended me to be spiritual, true to him and true to me. And I am, oh, how I worship thee. I am all God intended me to be. He intended for me to be inclined emotionally so I can be equipped to have empathy plus sympathy, but also know how to put up boundaries. I am all God intended me to be. He intended me to be the daughter I was and the mom I became at age 17. Those two things would come to be the very best parts of me. My mom and my seed is everything. I am all God intended me to be. He intended me to be silly and sassy, to be able to go from hood to classy. He knew what he was doing when he created me. He knew what he was doing when he created you too. He intended for you to be just who you are. God made me who I am. He did the same with y'all. I am all God intended me to be. He intended me to be his disciple. I accept it gladly. Understanding that with that, much is required of me. He didn't intend for me to follow, but to lead. And due to that, I am the me y'all see. I am my I am presence, divinely guided, indefinitely.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
I am my I am presence.
I am.
All right.
That's the mantra, I am.
I am. Oh, yeah.
Mama Cat, you want to read?
Yeah, might as well, right?
Okay. What piece you doing today?
I'm going to do Dearest God because you like it so much.
Yes.
I'm excited. I don't think I ever heard it.
Mama Cat's really about to bless the mic. Here we go.
All right. This piece is called Dearest God. Where you sending all the brothers, though? Clearly, they can't stay here because I keep watching them go. Almighty Creator, original source, I know you have a master plan we must follow, of course, and that divine intervention is always at hand. But I need some clarity for every black woman without a man. Not blaming you. I understand free will. I respect that and I yield. But this request from my heart is true. When my days on earth have expired and my transition time is due, wherever you sent my beautiful black brothers, can you send me too? I know we fought sometimes and acted the fool, but when it came down to business, I could always rely on my crew. Well, Ricky's and Rikers, Mike's going home to you. Junior and Buddy's MIA, we just buried Daniel too. As kingless queens with babies to raise, what are we to do? Captive by another's curse, fruitful and multiplying in reverse. Don't want to see another hearse. Don't mean to press and no disrespect. Just send me to the right address. You see, God, we need our brothers. Without them, our original mission is not complete. Overworked and unbalanced, we stand deplete. Like our ancestors, we are one. No one else can compete. We have civilizations and dynasties to cultivate, languages and technologies to recreate, worlds to birth and multiply, evils and illnesses to defy. Our stories seem unfinished. So are we complete? If not, I need a little more time with my father, Pete. And I still have grandfathers I need to meet. Without my brothers and nephews, I cannot live. Allow us to get on one accord again with misunderstandings of things we've forgiven. I need my sons and my cousins back. I need my mentors and protectors who always have my back. Where's Dr. Ben and Imhotep, Dr. Sabi and all the Black Panthers? I need to think maybe they're in a better place, patiently awaiting our presence. They're divinely kept. Obar, Jamal, all my sons who left early, and many more murdered Black princes visit me in my sleep, restless and surly, calling for their mamas. Surely you hear them. I believe in my heart you must have secured them. I need to consult with Minister Malcolm and my beloved Dr. King. Mandela and Garvey, they were my everything. Is that your plan, God? Can we reconnect? Are they on another star where we'll all be sent? Don't get me wrong, I love my sisters, but sisters can't create life without a mister. Together we balance the world, interchangeable, yin and yang. I miss how we used to dance and how we sang. So I pray you grant me my wish and make it come true, and I can look forward to spending eternity with brothers blessed by you.
Right, complete.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Love that piece.
I never heard it, and I'm so glad I got to hear it. And it's such a really relevant question.
Thank you.
Where are they?
Yeah, well,
when did you write that, Mama Cat?
I wrote that. I just wrote that last year, so it's one of my recent pieces, to tell the truth. I wrote something for the sisters also. But it's all true. I feel like they're just disappearing on us. And I didn't even talk about the ones who were sick, but it's just, brothers who are just not healthy. I mean, literally, with all types of diseases. We were talking about it on the way here. We're missing them. And,
yes.
And we love y'all. And a lot of them been turned against us. And it's put us in a very precarious position,
Yes.
So that's for the brothers, in case they've forgotten that we still love them.
And we still need them.
And we still need them.
And that mantra that they're trying to put out there, in that false narrative of we don't need a man.
Exactly.
We could do bad by ourselves.
Exactly.
We need to crush that.
That's so harmful.
Yeah.
And they already feel that. I think that's underneath the, and from the time abortion has been made legal, they've been, pulling away because they feel like, you don't have to have my baby, and that thing too.
Right.
And I know a whole lot of them are sorry about that.
Yes.
But then and now we lost our connection.
Yes.
And they don't know, but they Mokichi Okada was a great Japanese spiritualist, and he brought home the fact that mothers make the babies physically, but when men impregnate us, that they fertilize that seed is the spirit of the child. The body is coming from the mother and the seed, but we can't make that baby without you. We need to, and just think of it, our spirits come from our fathers.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, they need to know how important they are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we need to continuously show them, lift our men, our sons, our fathers, to know that they are important. And not only when a tragedy happens, but every day.
Right.
People run to social media when something happens, but this is every day that we live in. Like you said, we can't create without men.
Not without them.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Love that piece.
Me too.
And we attended the Black Writers Conference last week at Mega Evers, and the theme was All That We Carry.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can hear, we're all carrying pieces of us.
Yes.
And I thought that was a very great, it made me think, that theme, because in our poetry talk back class, he talked about what do we carry when we come into the room as a writer. And we don't realize what we carry until we sit down and write.
Yes.
And I think as Black people, we are carrying so much.
Yeah.
So many burdens.
That's so true. Yes.
And that's how we get to to release.
It's true.
Yes.
That's why it's necessary. That's why we have this workshop.
Yes.
Basically, so that we can release, and we could. Sometimes we don't even know what we're carrying until it starts coming pouring out of us.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And I look at this group as not only a writer's workshop, but healing is an integral part of Power in the Pen.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. And I'm a new member as well. I'm here like almost a year, right?
Yeah.
And for me, it was like the writing came last. It was more of the story behind people and being able to connect with their pain.
Yeah.
And I think as a group, I think you did a phenomenal job with this.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Sure you were intentional about what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And it can sustain itself because it's healing people as we write.
Yes.
And that's the important part. And then we go out and heal our sons and our daughters and our community.
Exactly.
So I think it's really phenomenal work.
Thank you. Oh, I mean, it's divine in in timing and in everything. I just heard the call to do it. I didn't know what everything that was going to unfold. Unfold. But I'm thinking, you know, I'm growing with it. I wasn't a spiritual life coach when we first started, so the workshop changed. It grew with me, and then I understood why I was giving it. And I was like, oh, that's what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we were doing healing in the beginning, true, but that was not my intention. Then it became, so I would be wrong not to say, you know, sometimes you're put in a place you don't know why you're put there. You know, and then it starts happening,
yes,
right before your eyes, you know, and oh, I'm living this. This is what so it's really important to stay open and be obedient, you know. Mm-hmm. So I followed through. I couldn't see it, but I knew I had to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you had
Can
that.
Can I add something to that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I just look at it as because you are all God intended you to be. He intended you to be a healer. You were born a healer. You didn't ask for it, but you embraced it, and you do it to the fullest. You have changed lives with just by being yourself, and there's nothing greater than that. Mm-hmm. I so appreciate coming across you and this group.
Oh, thank you.
You're mm-hmm. doing amazing things in this world. You will leave a legacy.
I actually would like to piggyback on that as well. Kathy, you really are amazing. And whether you realize it or not, you do everything in love. And that's the most important thing, because this world needs love so bad. And for strangers to come together and open up their hearts, you have to be comfortable. And that's what Power in the Pen is. It's a family. Yeah. Each time you come into the family grows. Whether you just came there for one day or you've been there for years, it's just a special embrace that you have set in the classroom that is beyond the classroom. And, you know, like she was saying, it's healing, it's love, it's compassion and understanding. Everybody in my book is so much better for being around y'all, listening to y'all critiques with love, mind you. There's nothing harsh or nasty. And I've learned a lot about writing just out of love, to let my feelings go and flow on the paper. At one time, I didn't want to express my emotions, but you showed me I had to heal. And yeah. I just want to tell you, thank you, God bless you, and I love you.
Well, thank you.
And is Niecy one of the first members?
Niecy's one of the first members.
Wow.
She one of the first people walked through the door. We were like, are people going to come? What's going on? And she came through, and then she kept on coming.
Never,
you know,
regretted it.
Like, okay.
It made my week. I look forward to every, mm-hmm. each week to come. So,
how long
yes.
ago was that?
9 years.
9 years
wow.
ago.
Wow,
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a legacy member.
You can say that. You can say that.
Okay. Oh, we're going to round up to round two and have the poets come back to do a second piece. Okay. We're going to start back with Niecy again. Mm-hmm. What piece are you doing, Niecy?
Roller Coaster of Tears.
Okay.
As tears run down my face, they always leave a trace. Which side will win the race? It doesn't matter, they end up in the same place. In it is a trace of sorrow. Remember, there is tomorrow. Tears of sorrow are felt in the heart. So turn to God if you're smart. Today there are tears of hope, which gives me a reason to cope. This is the best antidote, as long as you appreciate it when God spoke. The next day won't be the same. Unfortunately, the tears of fear came. They affect your nerves. Sometimes God's purpose throws you a curb. Wondering what the next day will bring, tears of laughter makes you sing. They put a huge smile on your face. You can't help but to feel God's grace. Another type of tear is the tear of despair. These tears you don't want to share. They make you feel like no one cares. Now you have a blank stare. Today's a better day, tears of success, a wonderful feeling you must confess. Even better, there's no stress. God has put you to the test. A different day comes, it's tears of devastation. These tears disrupt our foundation. They could destroy you and a nation. To survive, you better be at God's station. The last tears are the ultimate ones, tears of joy. They complete you from head to toe. It's the essence of blessings that shows. You better realize that it's God's glow. The roller coaster of tears can be a blessing or a curse. Unfortunately, unexpectedly, it can take you in reverse. But if you acknowledge the one above with a nod, guess what? You'll find your final stop is God.
Mm. All right, now snaps up. Right, snaps up.
And she said she wasn't a poet. Okay.
Yes. She is a poet.
Thank y'all.
Now we're going to have Gail grace the mic again. What piece are you doing, Gail?
I'm doing Firefly.
Okay.
Okay. And I just want to reiterate that I'm so glad that Kathy's in my life, too. My life has changed for the better.
Yes.
So,
I'm glad you're in my life.
This is Firefly. And my light adorns the world with positive energy and a desire to promote health and happiness. It is a light relative to the dreams of a young child, hoping to secure a place in life that projects an inherited majesty and a future bright with captives of my faith and mutual respect for my radiant skin. In this world of FaceTime and social media, many of us don't fit in, and filters have given many the opportunity to hide their true beauty in search of acceptance from a world of those preoccupied by European traits, unable to identify with the beauty of multifaceted skin colors that resemble the night sky, the mountains of the Grand Canyon, the Red Sea, and the ancient pyramids of Egypt, unable to embrace the coiled hair and the feelings of comfort that I feel when twirling the kinky strands between my fingers, almost as is an as in a trance as a child, I would fall asleep picking my hair. My body is a temple. It is not a conversation to be manifested as judgment, but a beautiful testament of God's grace and his own self-love as we adorn his self-image. My agony is not in my reflection, but in the reactions of my fellow man that proceed to attempt to eliminate me from hopes of promise because my lineage has sustained throughout time. However, my black is beautiful and my skin is perfection. I am proud to be a black woman and my Lord has sustained me so that my firefly attributes continue to light the world. My dream is that my light, like the often summer bug, attracts others as well as encourage others to self-love. My experiences have often tried to test the light that I see in myself, and I would be remiss if I did not remind myself of the struggle and the pain that coexist when oppressive behaviors remain constant in the lives of my brothers and sisters. However, I live in the light of the firefly, mysterious, intriguing, and beautiful. I offer light in the darkness. Firefly, 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 until I fly away.
Yeah. All right.
Beautiful, Gail.
Love that.
Yes, love that, Gail.
Yes.
Thank you.
Snaps up. Chrissy, what piece are you doing?
Okay, I'm going to do Toxic Love.
Wait. No, the mic.
Need the mic.
Yes, this piece is titled Toxic Love. It's a battle that I'm still fighting. I always have to make that clear. But although I haven't won the battle, it offers inspiration for me and anyone else dealing with any type of addiction. How can I love you when you're so toxic? I know I need to let go of you. I really need to stop it. Just stop it. Stop you. I just need to stop pulling on you, because pulling is all you do. You pull me down, make me frown. You keep me broke and break me down. How could I keep you around? After I seen you take my sweet mother out, you even changed how my voice sounds. It's rough and raspy now. after the likes of you, after I put a lighter to you, and you do what you do. Fill my precious lungs with smoke. I feel so dumb, feel like such a dope, to have ever chose to indulge in you. What a freaking joke. But I did, so now I can't sit here and soak. I gotta get rid of you once and for all. You gotta go. Cause you would not be my downfall. So fam, I need some support. This is a cry for help. This is my last resort. I'm leaving this toxic love. You and I are over, Newports.
All right, all right. You can do it, girl. You can do it. You can do it.
Thank you.
That was amazing. That. We didn't hear that coming.
Right.
Yeah, we have everybody has something they're battling and, mm-hmm. and addicted to.
Yeah.
And
I'm ashamed. No, I'm not ashamed of anything.
That's right.
I'm upset that I haven't gotten over it, but I haven't gotten through it yet, but I know that I will. I'm not giving up on myself.
There you go.
Yeah, every day is a new day.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that when she wrote that poem and she recited it, I quit smoking.
And wow. That's my goal.
Yes. So she's going to do it, but she helped me. Thank you.
Look at the power of words.
Yes.
That's right.
Look at the power of words.
That just made my day. And that's the purpose. Wow. Even if I haven't done it, that you I could be of help to someone
right.
else.
Yes, yes. Right, and look what your words did.
And I love you for that.
Yeah.
I think we all smoked at one time. I know I did. So it's not hard, but it's hard. But then again, it's easy once you set your mind to it. This is what you're going to do.
Yeah,
and just stick to it.
An addiction is hard, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that it lies in me, and I have to really want it. It's just hard to kick your best friend to the curb. No, I'm joking. Thanks for the inspiration, y'all.
That was great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You going to read again?
Sure. I'll do one more. I thought you were going to read.
I'm going to read on a second shot.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this one's for the sisters. Sister Throne. Every woman you've ever known should be seated on a royal throne. Village mothers, women kings, performing daily feats phenomenally, making miracles occur with grace and ease, must have something to do with our divinity. Super sisters, business mamas fueled, they're not tired, though the last hired and the very first fired, do the most and get paid the least, working overtime every day for all the bills she has to pay. Ain't got no time, can't hang too long. She's too busy to hear a sister poem or a song. She's got babies to feed and the rent is late, so Keisha's party will have to wait. But did you see Kelly on the picket line? Bullhorn in hand with the biggest sign. Cuffed like a criminal, jail for 10 days too, just because she put her child in a better school. Sister took, spirit shook, but you better believe her seed will change the law to set us all free. Betty's on her knees in church, never missed a Sunday, walks her grand to school on every single Monday. Holding the family together is not only her job, she spends all day long teaching and preaching so your soul won't be robbed. Pains of the past, she's had to forgive to free up heart space so she can love again and peacefully live. What you don't know, what we never let you see, is the secret to our tenacity. The core of our faith and our reality is our unlimited capacity to activate our spiritual power and join forces with ancestors you could never devour. Knowing the power in our tongues, we embrace their presence and call on every single one. We ask to be reminded of the Master's plan. Remember our purpose for living this life, for it's no surprise, not just here to thrive, we have returned to rise. So it's not about what's done to us. It's about how we react. Because karma will return the energy you give. And baby, that's a fact. We give a hand to Ketanji and Rosa, unbossed Shirley Chisholm, Angela Asada, and all the great black women, Harriet Sojourner and Michelle Obama. But we've got to give a standing ovation and praises for Big Mama. I said give her some praises, y'all. She
yes.
She taught us there's no need to act alone. Join forces with your sisters and reclaim your sister throne. Sister took, spirit shook, but you better believe her seed will change the law to set us all free. Female energy is on the rise. Welcome to the feminine enterprise.
That's right. Oh, nice. Nice. Snaps up.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
That was awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome.
So we did for the brothers and the ladies.
Yes, yes.
Represent.
So we had time, which was a great episode too. We went through it. We did it.
Yes.
Mama Cat, tell us where we could find Power in the Pen and all of our information.
Okay, we're on all the social media. Well, we're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Power in the Pen page. We have an Instagram. We have a lot of wonderful pictures. We have a website. Power in the Pen, www.org. You can come on, learn about us, learn how to join the workshop. And all of our anthologies are all on Amazon. So they all say Power in the Pen. They're different subtitles. But get them. Get one, get them all. And you can find us. We're on every Saturday morning, 11 to 2 p.m. We're at the Brownsville Heritage House, or we're on Zoom. You could get the Zoom link from our website as well, and come and join us. We believe every voice should be heard.
Yes, and we are on Brick Radio as well, with links to Apple iTunes as well as Spotify. You can find us on the Brick channel for now, and we will be international soon on international podcast space. But this is, before we leave off, everybody's going to say a word that comes to their mind about today's show, about how you feeling today, or just, you know, something to leave the audience with until our next time. So, Nisi, I'll start with you.
I've been inspired by these messages my sisters have given, and I'm have to say inspiration.
Inspiration.
I would have to say manifestation, because so much has manifested since I met these ladies that I'm sitting here with.
I would say empowered, which is the same word I used earlier, because I've just been empowered by each piece I heard and each woman that I spoke with today. I'm just feeling empowered. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just feel joy. I'm filled with joy right now.
And my word is resilience, because that's what I see in this room.
Wow.
Thank you.
And women who have come through something.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So we thank you again for listening to Power in the Pen. This is episode 2. Stay tuned. We're going to let Alice Coltrane lead us out a little bit. All right. But we want everybody to stay blessed, stay safe, and keep writing.
Yes.